AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. At a news conference, Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy says the Air National Guardsman who leaked secret government documents, Jax Teixeira, betrayed his oath to his country and ignored national security.
Mr. Teixeira exploited his position of trust and accessed hundreds of classified documents. He then posted them on a social media platform.
In a teleconference, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Israel has agreed to a framework for a temporary ceasefire.
We call on Hamas to accept the terms that are on the table right now, whereby the release of vulnerable hostages, the sick, the wounded, the elderly, women, would help result in an immediate six-week ceasefire and enable a surge of humanitarian assistance.
And speaking to the United Nations today, Special Representative on Sexual Violence and Conflict at the United Nations, Pramila Bhatan, says there are reasonable grounds to believe sexual violence, including rape and gang rape, occurred during the Hamas-led attack on Israel on October 7th.
From several interlocutors, information about cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment of Palestinians, men and women in detention, also under the administrative detention, including sexual violence in the forms of invasive body researchers, threats of rape, and prolonged forced nudity.
The White House has ended its last COVID-19 prevention protocol. The AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
People who will be in close contact with President Biden, Vice President Harris, and their spouses no longer need to be tested for the coronavirus. The testing protocol started shortly after the pandemic itself 4 years ago. Director Mandy Cohen announced last week those who test positive for the virus do not have to isolate for 5 days.
You can return to normal activities when symptoms are improving overall and fever is gone for 24 hours.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. Missouri Girl Scout leaders threaten legal action against a troop that made bracelets to raise funds for children in Gaza. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Girl Scouts of the USA say that its Eastern Missouri chapter was only following fundraising rules, but that it is disappointed and disheartened by the tone of its communication with Troop 149 in St. Louis. That statement provoked outrage and ridicule from supporters of the troop. The troop leader says that the fundraising effort began because the girls in her troop were uncomfortable selling Girl Scout cookies while people were starving in Gaza. The girls in the troop are of Pakistani, Indian, Somalian, Syrian, Palestinian, and Jordanian heritage. The troop itself has now disbanded, but the bracelet sales raised more than $10,000. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Denver Broncos have informed Super Bowl-winning quarterback Russell Wilson that they'll release him when the new league year starts next week. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.